Blog Talk Radio.
What do you hear? What do you say? Welcome to another episode of Tony Talks.
What's up, Tony?
Matt.
JJ, the best co-host you've ever had. Person that keeps things going.
All right. Sure, you can't let me just do the, why don't you just shut it off then? Because if you're not going to let me do the introduction, there's no reason for me to try to do it with you interrupting me. Thanks. Yeah, hi.
You're very rude to me, Tony. I don't understand why.
I'm not rude to you. You interrupted me. I always do the what do you hear, what do you say. This is Tony.
Go say it. I didn't stop you. I was just letting everyone know I was here so they know it will be a better show.
Well, where's Jason?
On the beach of Thailand right now, sucking dick.
Yeah, it probably is. Probably is. I just want to show you.
Funny. Hold on, Tony. Relax. Jason sent me pictures of lots of Thai women with their breasts all over the place. What do you think of breasts?
I mean, depending on the type of woman that they're on, some of them could be good. Some of them are not good. Because
are you a tit man or not?
I mean, I like breasts. You know, I don't prefer to call them tits because it's not something that I'm into. I never say, hey, let me see a tits. I usually say, I don't even ask. I just go over and I just touch them.
Without asking?
No, obviously, I ask. I don't just go up to girls and go, oh, boobies, and grab them. I don't do that. When I'm having sex, or if I'm getting into it with somebody, I touch them. I don't call them tits. I don't like that word. It's disgusting to me. It makes me sick. It makes me upset about...
Jason sent me a message. He said you had a great story about tits.
Yeah, I don't have a great story about breasts, and I don't want to talk about it, to be totally honest with you.
But the fans want to hear from you, Tony. Let's do Uncle Tony's story time. Come on.
Story time about what?
About your best tit story. About the best set of tits you've ever had in your life.
The best story that I've had with boobs, I've had a lot of stories with them, a lot of them. The biggest ones I ever had was my ex-girlfriend, Anna. She was a black nurse. And she had some bazongas. She has some bajongas on her. And,
any stretch marks on them?
Well, yeah, she had kids. She had stretch marks everywhere.
Did that turn you on, Tony?
Well, I mean, I said to her, you know, she's like, oh, you're not going to like this. I have stretch marks. And, you know, I said to her, hey, listen, I love you the way you are. So, yeah, I mean, I sucked on her breasts while she, like, would get on top of me or whatever. And
you didn't suck on the breasts. You're not the whole breast. You sucked on the tits.
I said I sucked on her breast. I don't know why you're going to call it tits.
Ever get any milk out of them?
You know, that's weird. I was dating a woman.
Yeah.
And this woman, so she had a kid, but the kid was 2 years old. The kid was 2 years old, right? And her and we just met, and we were getting hot and bothered, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I grabbed her breast. Can you believe fucking milk came out of that thing?
Did you look that shit up or what?
I mean, no. I said to her, I said, what the fuck is this? I thought you already had it.
It's
not, it is.
You can make a mozzarella out of that tit milk. That's incredible.
All right. I'm not getting mozzarella, but we're not going to say tits. I prefer to refer to them as boobs. And, you know, I'm getting nervous here. So,
Well, Tony, good news. I have the graphic made for Tony's Love Lube. We're going to do another commercial tonight. I already got in about 25 pre-orders, and we're going to be taking pre-orders from all the fans. This
no,
is going to be a gold mine for you.
Gold
mine.
No,
you're going to make a ton of money.
No, you're not.
Oh, yeah, it's already done.
No, you're not.
I'm focusing on the Love Lube first. And then we're going to work on the backdoor salamis next.
No, you're not starting the Tony Talk shit. Why? So you guys can send me a dollar and say, thanks, Tony. You know, I'm already doing this for to get paid for my likeness rights. I wish you would stop the shit with the product.
You know, homeless
homeless
people on the street of Boston, you give them a dollar, they're happy. I give you a dollar, you're all fucking pissed off.
I'm not homeless, first of all. And second, I was trying to tell you that broad I was playing with her breasts and they squirted all over me was because she was still breastfeeding her fucking kid. The kid was 2.5 years old and I had to say, get the fuck out of here.
If I was you, I would have latched onto one of those and had a drink.
I tasted it a little bit, but I didn't like it.
Fucking baby. Anyway, we have questions. We have callers. It's your show, Tony. What do you think? Questions or callers first?
Let's do. I feel like taking a call because I feel like the questions aren't going to be good.
Yal Ram said, "Dear Fatty, how do you do a radio show when your giant gut keeps pushing the mic out of the way?" Really stupid. I'm not even asking you that question.
Yeah, good. Don't. And
I'm not going to ask you that. That's a dumb question. I know that.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Don't ask me.
Yal Rand.
Well, tell them to go fuck themselves and don't ask me that question.
I will. All right. Let me get the switchboard going. Let me get a caller. Hold on. All right, let's go. I'm going to click it in. Let's go, caller.
856. Fucking unmuted.
Jesus Christ. The fuck that was.
Yeah, look here, man. Look here. Hey, look here, man. Tony.
Why?
No, yeah, I know. I'm going to tell you right now, man. I'm going to tell you straight up, brother. This ain't you. I'm going to make this call quick, but I'm going to tell you straight up. I did his eulogy, man, at the Bethel Baptist Church in the Bronx, man. I did it. They had his body flown on a very heavy-duty plane to the Bronx, man. He showed up at my church, and I was like, damn, this is the fattest motherfucker we ever had in here, man.
Fuck no, that's not me. I didn't
but you know
die.
What? Look
you
here, man.
Fucking
look
son
here.
Of a bitch.
All right, look. Look here, man. I know it was you, and I'll tell
look
you why.
Here.
Let me tell you.
I'm grabbing
let
my
me
balls.
Tell you why,
look right
man.
Here. Look here, right here on my fucking boss. If you could see me, I got my fucking boss right out of here on my fucking keyboard. Look here. Get rid of this son of a bitch. Fucking black
priest.
Wait
here. Wait up, man. I got proof. I got proof that it was you, man.
You
got
to post the picture, my
man. Yeah, here's the proof, man. There was a smell coming from the corpse, man. A smell like I've never smelled before. It was like a kind of a ragu with extra garlic.
Like a marinara ragu sauce?
Yeah, it was a ragu with extra garlic and like dollar store pasta, man.
Get
I'll
him
never
the fuck
forget
out
that
of
smell
here.
For the rest of my life, man.
Get him the fuck out of here. Get him out.
All right. We'll switch it up. All right.
Fucking already making me nervous. Already making me nervous.
Ashley, no. Ashley has a real question, like a serious question that a lot of people probably want to know. Tony, why are you such an asshole to your kitties?
I'm not an asshole to my kitties. What happens with these fucking cats is when I start doing a show, they start running around. You hear them in the background right now. They're running around. I think this cat is fucking retarded. You hear him?
You know you're not supposed to say that word, Tony.
Well, I'm sorry, but he's fucking crying in the background. And I fed him, too. I fed him. Hey, stop running around like a fucking retarded cat. Yeah, he's shy.
Just like their dad.
He's retarded.
Well, anyway, you know, people are kind of, you know, questioning if you're cruel to your cats. I don't want to get into that, but anyway, let's just go right into Edgy Robotnik. Why doesn't Tony just confess his love to Veronica already?
Veronica is a black trans woman.
She has a dick.
And she's always sending me pictures of her big dick. And I said to her, I'm not interested. And then she lied and said that she was going to meet me at Carl Wounds. Before I knew she was a guy, or used to be a guy. So I went to Carl Wounds and she never showed up. She never showed up.
I mean, are you just saying that, or did you have that fucking cock right in your mouth?
No, I never sucked a dick. And I ain't gay. And Veronica.
So you prefer tits?
What?
So you prefer tits is what you're telling me.
The fuck is with you on the TikTok? Do you understand why I don't like that fucking word?
No, can you tell me? I don't fucking know.
So I had a friend when I was growing up. His name was Tommy. All right? And Tommy had a problem. He had one of those weird diseases or something. It wasn't the cancer, but it was something else. And he had his breasts were big, and he used to say, you know, he didn't feel good about it. He had to wear really big T-shirts and all that sort of stuff, and people used to call him Titch. They used to call him Tommy Titch. So
did you ever feel him to see what that felt like?
No, I never. Hang on a second. Shut the fuck up! Stop scratching my fucking couch. I want to spray you. Son of a bitch. So sorry. The fucking cat's being retarded again. Now he's crying again. In that room.
What, are you fucking beating your cats?
No, I don't beat them. I should. Hit them in the face with a fucking pipe, you fucking little prick. So, like I was saying, that he had boobs, and people used to call him Tommy Tits. Now, when he got older, he was really fucked up. He's still fucked up. He was depressed. And now he's in shape, so he's like a fitness guy now. He's got the abs. He's got all that shit. And this guy, he won't even take his shirt off no more. His breasts are gone. They're gone. But in his mind, he still thinks he has them. He looks like a fucking superstar. But he still thinks he's all fucked up. He's got the the brush thing. But he hasn't. So Tommy's all fucked up. I saw him the other day. I saw him shopping. He just fucking, he said hi. And he fixed his shirt. He always fixes his shirt. I was making it fit, look looser on him, you know?
Yeah. All right. That's a real boring story. Veronica wants to know, does Tony like to suck toes and put them inside of his pee hole?
No, I don't put stuff in my pee hole. It's not something
Do. Tell us the type of stuff, like you put like some prosciutto. What do you put in?
I don't put anything in my pee hole. Thank you. It's not something I like to do.
Nothing wrong with that. I don't know why you're fucking so against shit. Anyway, let's take another caller because you're boring me. All right, let me put that through. Caller, let's get you on.
Fucking unmuted.
Fucking screaming like an asshole.
All right, caller, let's go.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Tony.
Yes.
Tony, I don't know if you remember me, Tony. Tony, I don't know if you remember me, but Tony, it's over. It's over. It's over, Tony. I could come out now. It's been 3 years.
Okay.
Cool. I'm able to come out now. This is Barry. You remember me, Barry, with Barry's Flower Shop and Pottery Works in St. Louis, Missouri? Do you remember me, Tony? Tony, I had to go. I had to fake my death. Look. I'm going to tell everybody out there. I had to fake my death. I owed the IRS a lot of money. A lot of money. I owed them.
Yeah, because you're a swindler.
Tony, but it's done. It's over. It's over, Tony. I'm dead. I died. It's all over now. Tony, shut the fuck up. Tony, I was squashed. I was squashed.
All right, I'm going to cut the caller off because I don't know what the... I'm sitting here trying to...
I'm on Tinder
fucking looking for bitches and looking for tits, and I don't even know what the fuck this person's talking about.
No.
All right, bye, caller.
No, I got something I got to say to him. Yo, son of a bitch.
With Barry's Flower Shop and Pottery Works.
I know
Tony,
who the fuck you are.
I'm back in business. My flower shop is back open, Tony. I have your merchandise back in my... shop. And I want you to come
there
in.
There is.
I want to do a selfie with you, Tony. I have your blow-up dolls. I have your fats in a jar. I have
get the
your
fuck
diet
this fucking guy.
French fries.
You should have stayed fucking dead.
Tony, do you remember the...
Tony, you
remember the blow-up dolls with the little baby penises? That's you, Tony.
Get him the fuck out of here now. Get him to fuck
I told you it earlier, but you had shit to say. All right, caller, bye.
This fucking guy, I used to sell my merchandise. Okay? He used to sell my merchandise. And he used to fucking lie. He never gave me money for it. And he's a piece of shit.
You're complaining about me? I send you a dollar. I sent you $2.17. I send you money.
Yeah,
you're going to be a Turkish millionaire off me.
Well, I would like to be a Turkish millionaire. That sounds good. That fucking guy is a son of a bitch, though.
All right, I got a good question. I think that you're going to answer. This is good. I have a real good question. But be detailed. Don't be fucking quick. This is a good question. Amarillo asked, Tony, what would your last meal be?
If I were dying, if I was dead.
Hey, I mean, if you were dying, or let's say you were on death row and you had one more meal, like what is your last meal that you could ever have? What would it be?
It probably be some chicken parmesan. I love that stuff. I like that stuff with some penne on the side.
Okay.
That's about it.
That's it? That's fucking boring. Yeah, Tony, you're boring as shit tonight. All right, let's do the Tony's Love Lube commercial, and then I think we have a few voicemails that we wanted to play. So why don't we do the cut to the commercial? Cue the commercial. I sent you everything, and then we'll go right
to
that.
No commercial. We're not
Hi. This is Alfonso, and I don't need music for this commercial. All I need is my cork. Don't you hear it in the background? I'm smacking it around, hard and fast. And before I come, I think to myself, my goodness, why does this feel so good? I'll tell you why. I'm using Tony Gaga's Goo Goo for Gaga Love Lube. It's spelled L-O-O-B, and inside the O's are little nipples, so it shows a set of tits. I'm going to go finish jerking off with Tony Gaga's Goo Goo for Love Lube. Buy it today. Hashtag Love Lube.
Fuck out of here with that shit.
That was just brought tears to my eye. I'm just counting all that fucking money. When
yeah,
we start
yeah,
selling it, we're going to be selling it for a low price of $29.99. It's going to be fucking beautiful. You get 3 ounces of Tony's Love Lube for
$29.99. Yeah, No, you don't, because you're not showing anything with my shit on it. Thank you. Anyway, I appreciate it.
I have a voicemail. I think we should play that, then we can take a call. So why don't we start for the next voicemail?
I have a question for you. I have been seeing this guy, and he always wants me to start off by giving him head, which normally wouldn't be a problem, but he comes straight from the gym, and he's not circumcised. What is the nicest way to tell him that, like, he kind of needs to clean down there before I put it in my mouth? Or do I just keep taking it like a real woman?
Was that a broad? Was that a broad? Or was that a trans?
That was a broad with a nice set of tits on her, probably.
You gotta stop with the tit talk. No, he should shower. He should shower. Because she's gonna get sick. He's uncircumcised. All the sweat and all the smell is going to get in her mouth. And she's going to get sick. She's going to get a throat disease or something. She doesn't have to. Any guy that wants to say, let's shove a dick down your throat. Let me suck my dick. After I work out, that's a fucking pig. A fucking pig. It's disgusting.
Tony, you're a fucking boring person. Edgy Robotnik wants to know if the black lady from your story did her tits smell like ham.
I don't want to hear the pitch shit again. Hey, boobs, please. And no. And I found out it wasn't him. I found out it was actually this, like, honey, cocoa butter mix. And the reason why I thought it smelled like ham is because when I eat ham, I put honey glaze on it. And it smells like, I just associated her breasts with ham, and she's black.
So you're saying black people like ham?
Oh, who doesn't like ham? Ham's good.
Fucking, where's DC2 when you fucking need him? That's terrible. It's terrible. All right. By the way, Hooligan said, tell Tony that he's a fat fuck with...
Well, tell Hooligan to go fuck himself and fuck his own tits. Fuck it. What is wrong with you guys today? Tits. That's the fucking show started. I said, don't say it. I don't want to hear the tits.
I'm just repeating. I'm getting questions. Are you still driving the same car, Tony?
Which one? My Chrysler 300.
No, do you have a Toyota?
Yeah, no. Everybody says that I had a Toyota Avalon. But I drive a Chrysler 300.
Well, I mean, that makes sense because the ghost of Bandit said Tony can't possibly drive a Toyota Avalon. The towing capacity is only 1,000 pounds.
Not a fat joke. It's all it is with you guys.
I'm not making this stuff up, Tony. This is what people want. It's your show.
Yeah, that's nice. Really good.
Well, Salty Fried Canadian Balls has a question, but I'm not going to ask it because fuck him. All right. Well, let's see. Sponsor. Let's get a sponsor going.
Well, what now? Which one? What movie is it in? Who am I getting fucked in the ass? Which one is it now?
I mean, would you like to get fucked in the ass by Veronica?
No, I don't want to get fucked in the ass. What sponsor bullshit is it now? And you know, sponsors pay shows to air their stuff. And nothing. It's me. I got nothing. You said you were going to send me a PayPal check.
Did you send me a PayPal check. It was $127 and 1 cent.
Yeah. Well, where the fuck is it? You send me Skashava. I go over to the mailbox, and my mailbox isn't close. I mean, it is, but I got
It's a PayPal check. It's digital. It's not your mailbox, dummy.
Hang on.
Go on PayPal.
Oh, shit. Yeah, you did. Hey. All right. Wow, you're not a fucking lying son of a bitch.
See that? Do I have a thank you, maybe?
Oh, wow. Yeah, thank you. How do I get the money from this? What do I do?
Well, what's going to happen is it's like a regular check. It's going to clear. And then it will just be in your account.
Oh, shit. All right. Yeah, yeah.
I see what I'm saying. Now all of a sudden, I told you. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Let's sponsor BBS.
Oh, this fucking asshole. How much am I getting paid for this?
This one, I mean, I think the first payment would be $57.23. Not bad,
yeah.
Tony.
Play it. quiet. Yeah, that's good.
All right, hold on one sec. Let me do my magic. Click the button.
Why, hello again. Thank you for stopping by to visit me. Oh, you're here to see my friends today. Well, even better. We're here at the Fontaine's Home for the Mentally Limited. Welcome anyone and everyone who has loved one or is suffering from the insufferable sufferability, from the mental disability called Fishman Syndrome. Now, don't feel bad. These poor, unfortunate, lost, pathetic, lying, thieving souls cannot help themselves. That's why we are here. We treat our mentally misguided, wayward folks with Fishman Syndrome with love and positive reinforcement. Not like that dastardly, masterly, fat asterisk catastrophe Tony F. No, no. We do not treat them with a signatorate of forgery with fraudery of Jimmy Pilkington's truckery. No, ma'am. We care about our Mary Lou's with a firm hand of love, Oray. Isn't that right, Kenny? Now put that helmet on, boy. I ain't telling you again, little motherfucker. Oh, my. Nigglesworth. Do not put that in the video here. Very good. In any case, thanks for coming by. And remember, whenever there is a no for Fishman Syndrome, and you are not accepted, Fontaine's Home for the Mentally Limited will always say, yes!
Well, that was wonderful.
That guy.
You're getting money, Tony. You're supposed to see how great the ad is. You're getting money.
I mean, it's great, but I don't understand. You know, Pastor Ken's retarded. Like, I'm not trying to be mean. The guy, you know, I don't mean it as an insult, but he is. He's mad. He is limited. He does wear a helmet, because if he falls, his brain's going to get hurt. He used to ride a motorcycle, but he thought it was a motorcycle or something, but he drives I don't know what it's called. It's for adults, but it's like a big wheel, like a tricycle thing.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, I don't know. But I don't appreciate people making fun of him because, I know.
Retards have fucking feelings, too.
Well, my friend Peachy was retarded. Sorry,
you ever play jokes on him, like, you know, so because he couldn't figure shit out?
No, I'm sorry. When I think about Peachy, I just remember how we were friends. Here's a good. What?
Go ahead, Tony. I'm listening. It's great. Good story.
Sorry, do we have any callers? I don't want to talk about Peachy. Here's my friend.
One question, a caller, then I get another question. Honky Kong, since Tony sings songs about kissing 12-year-olds, did you get turned on when the girl on the porch told him, screw you, fat ass?
No, I didn't. I never had sex or kissed a 12-year-old, you fucking shit fuck. And I sang a song about me falling in love with a girl way back in the day, okay, when I was in school. Listen, do you have that song? It's called More Than a Crush. And if you play it, that makes you understand. That'll help you understand what they're trying to talk about.
Yeah.
Do you have that song? Do you have it? It's about being in love with a girl when you're young.
Let me see. Hold on. Let me see if I can pull it up. I've got all this fucking shit. I got windows upon windows open. Oh, by the way, Salty Fried Canadian Balls has a question, but fuck him. So, anyway, let me look at that song.
Did you find it?
No, that's not. Not yet. Hold on one sec. Don't fucking bother me while I'm fucking working. All right, hold on one sec. All right, see if this works.
The beginning of September, high for Shio on our first day of school. You walk by me in the hallway as I stumble like a fool. Over you, did you see just what you were doing to me just before our first class? I just prayed that this would last just this moment, but this moment, but this moment went too fast. Just this moment, but this moment, but this moment went too fast. This is not a little crime. It's not a little crush. It's just not a little crush. The beginning of June, in the end, was our last day of school. You walked by me in the hallway as I stumble like a fool. Over you, did you see just what you were still doing to me just before I was crushed? I just prayed that this would last just this moment, but this moment, but this moment went too fast. Just this moment, but this moment wasn't meant to last. It's more than a little crush. This is more than just a crush. This is more than just a crush. Yeah, you see, that song is about falling in love with a girl.
With an underage girl?
No, not underage. No, that's not what I do. I was a kid too. She was younger than me, but I was like 16 or 17, and she was about
18.
She was 13.
That's fucked up, dude.
No, it's not. I wasn't even 18 yet.
You're fucking 17, crushing on a 13-year-old.
Yeah, she was a nice kid. She was a nice person.
Fucking disgusting.
Yeah,
Tommy Monahan has a question for you. Dear Tony, would you rather be smothered by a dozen pairs of big, oily tits or have your body massaged by dozens of pairs of stinky women's feet?
I'd rather be smothered by breasts, but we're going to stop with the tit shit.
I'm reading the questions, Tony. Relax.
Say something else.
If I do that, I'm changing their questions. I'm not here to change how a person speaks. How about we take a call?
Yeah, fine. Who now?
All right, let me do that. Let me put this call through. Hold on. Ready, caller?
Muted.
Fucking asshole.
Hello, Tony. Happy Pi Day.
Hello, my friend. How are you?
Thank you. I'm glad you're alive and well. I was kind of worried the show before last.
What's wrong with your phone?
That you died.
Yeah, I didn't die. That's not what I didn't die, my friend.
Well, I'm glad you did. I'm glad you're still alive, sharing your music, sharing your wisdom. I've got a question, if you don't mind answering.
No, I didn't share nothing.
Fucking phone.
He's Australian or something. They call from across
sounds
the
like
world.
Fucking Stephen Hawking.
No.
I'm from England. It's Willow, Tony. You don't recognize my voice?
Willow. I like Willow. Willow's a good caller, unlike some other assholes like the Black Priest Leroy and that fucking Barry. Yeah.
Oh, well, thank you, Tony. You're my favorite host. Sorry,
thanks,
JJ. Yeah, I've got a question if you don't mind answering it.
Sure, let's go.
Okay, so on your first show, you mentioned dating a woman long distance, but to you, may I ask how long you were in a relationship for?
How long I was in a relationship for? My longest one or which one?
With the long distance woman. You said she stopped receiving your emails?
Yeah, this girl, we were talking for almost 6 months. She was stopped. Yeah, we were in the, we were doing that. We were, I mean, it's her loss. It's her loss. I sent her money. She said she needed money. I sent her some money, and you know, she took it from me.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. I'm kind of having an issue. I've been going out with guys for almost a year. I haven't replied to any of my messages for the last 3 months. I don't know how long I should leave before I should say the relationship's finished, or what I can do, or how I can cope. So do you have any advice?
If you haven't heard from him in 3 months, I would say, never mind. I would go and find someone else. I mean, that's 3 months. This woman, my guy, the one I was dating, my woman, the one that I was, you're dating the guy, I'm dating the woman. The woman I was talking to, she just disappeared. And I moved on. And this guy, you should just move on. Find another I'm not a nice guy, you know?
It's pretty hard to get over it, I think, but...
Tony, ask about the cock.
Well, what about it?
Just say, find out what type of cock he likes, you know, maybe you can give him some advice. You know, talk to him a little bit about, you know, the sex life.
Well, he didn't have sex with
this guy.
He's
a good fucking caller, Tony. Do it.
He didn't have sex with this guy. They were long distance.
But maybe
guys...
there were some fucking pictures. Find out.
Willow, did you send pictures of, like, sexy pictures to this guy?
I did not. We both didn't show our faces to each other.
Okay, well, I mean, that's good. And, you know, I would say find another guy that lives close to you. You know, or someone you can at least meet physically.
I think that's a much better idea.
It is, yeah. So this way you can meet them, and if they're being son of a bitches, you can say, fuck off. These guys, Pastor Kent and Rico, they used to do stuff on Skype together. And they never met, and I never heard what happened after that.
The details are probably too saucy for a talk video.
Yeah, I mean, they never met, so, you know, I mean, if you never met somebody, it's not worth it. I was broken up about this girl that I was talking to because I really wanted to meet her. And she sent me a naked picture, and, yeah, she was good looking. Yeah, she lied, though. She lied about who she was. I fucking know it. Because she told me her name was Audrey Batani. And I found her, and it's a porn star. And, yeah, so, and I asked if it was really her. And she said, you know, maybe it was her. Maybe it was her. Because... I remember when I was on a boat, I was on a cruise, and I met a porn star who also died. May she rest in peace. Her name was Carla Washing, and she was a good friend of mine, too. We stayed in contact. Very pretty girl. I couldn't watch her porn because they used to... do this thing where they would face fuck her really hard and smack her and treat her bad. So I didn't want to watch that. I wanted to kick that guy's fucking ass. You know, she's a beautiful girl. And you don't shove your dick in her and fucking jackhammer her in the mouth. You don't do that.
Yeah, that's entirely valid. I agree with that.
That's right.
Well,
I'm getting bored here.
Yeah, well, no one's talking.
Yeah, feel free to
fucking Jewish
let's move on, Tony, because you're fucking boring the fuck out of me. I'm sitting here looking at other chicks. I don't know what the fuck you're doing.
Feel free to put me on mute. I'd love to hear another one of your songs before the end of the show, though.
Yeah, but I'm gonna mute you out here.
Thank you,
Willow. You're a good person. See, Willow should host the show. Not you. What the fuck does JJ even stand for?
We've gone over this. That's my nickname, Jewy Jewinson. Yeah, I know. You're a fucking anti-Semite fuck. Anyway, Veronica wants to know... if she scraped her mushroom tip for DNA, would she be able to tell if you're really Italian? Because, you know, obviously you and Veronica have been doing something. If you can scrape
We're not. Veronica
I don't know. Why does Veronica keep asking this shit?
Because Veronica wants to fuck me. Well, I never once did Veronica ever say, I want you to fuck me, Tony. It's always, I want to fuck you. I want to fuck you.
All right. I think we're going to take another voicemail now. It sounds like I think you have to have a meatball, and while I'm doing the voicemail, why don't you have a meatball?
I don't need a meatball, but yeah, go to the voicemail.
I'm like, you need a fucking meatball. All right, here we go. I'm going to play this voicemail. Hold on.
Tony, my name is Kat. I'm a huge fan of your show and your dating advice. I could definitely use your help right now because I am newly single, been dating this guy for a little over a month now, and he's been asking me what household objects he should put down his penis hole. So he sent me videos of him putting Q-tips and pens, and even with the Home Depot, different types of wire and straw. I guess I'm just curious, because I feel like this is something you wouldn't know a lot about. What would be other household items that would be stimulating to put down the penis?
Who the fuck is this broad?
She's a fan, Tony. What the fuck would
she's
you say that for?
She's a fucking weirdo. She's a fucking weirdo. I don't put things in my fucking dick. Nobody puts things in their fucking dick. If you're putting
I highly recommend no Q-tips. You don't want to put cotton up your dick hole.
I got something to fucking say about this shit. Okay? Everybody has these fucking weird fucking thoughts and weird fucking fantasies about me. About me fucking my own ass and sucking people fucking off and putting things in my dick. Yeah, I go around my fucking house and I say, well, what can I put in my dick? Oh, welcome. It's a Wednesday morning. Good morning, sun. Good morning, fucking birds. Oh, I'm just going to put things in my fucking dick. Grab a spatula right in my fucking dick. Grab a fucking sponge right in the fucking dick. Break a fucking glass and shove the shards in my fucking dick. You think I think of this shit? The fuck is wrong with her?
I mean, that's... Oh, boy, yeah. You're not really helping your fans out.
Why don't I just take laundry detergent, pour it in my dick, and then piss it out in the wash machine to wash my clothes instead of just putting it in the wash machine. Maybe I should do that.
So would you use a small funnel, put it in your pee hole so you could get the detergent in there?
I don't know. I don't know how you put things in your dick. I don't know if you use funnels. I don't know if you spread the hole. I don't know. If you're shoving things in your dick, you got something fucking wrong with you, and there's something wrong with that fucking broad.
So you've never put toothpicks in your dick hole? And then, held your piss in really hard and then shot it out, and it shot the toothpick out and tried to hit, a dartboard with it?
Hang on. You little fuck! Stop fucking calling my child, you fucking little shit! Both of you fucking little motherfucking show. You're lucky the spray bottle's not working. You're lucky it's not working. Get the fuck out of here! Don't scratch me! I gotta put him in a fucking room. Hey, motherfucker. Come here. Do what I'm trying to think. Wanna fucking scratch me? Stay in there, you fucks! You used to be a good cat, now you're a fucking asshole. Sorry, that fucking cat's an asshole.
It's okay. We got a good question, but I want you to take it seriously. The illustrious Senator Ted Cruz wants to know, what's the worst you've ever punched a toilet?
What?
No, the worst you've ever punished a toilet. Like, how many flushes did it take? How many wipes?
Why would I have to answer this? This is an advice show.
Because your fans are interested. If you don't want to answer the questions, I'll take another caller.
I clog the toilet. I clog it sometimes. It happens. I have a funny story. Oh, God. It's actually funny. This guy, he was, I used to go there for Chinese food. And he used to be kind of a prick, but I used to go there all the time. And his food was good, though. It was really good. So he was a prick to me one night. I said, hi, how are you? And he fucking just slams my food on the counter like a piece of garbage, like my food was garbage. So I said to him, okay, motherfucker, you. And I went in his bathroom, and I took a shit. I had to take a shit anyway. So I took a shit, and then I went in the back of the toilet, and I unplugged the latch that makes it flush. And he was mad. Oh, God. And then Cadillac Joe, that's Chavo's stepfather, he was telling me, because I saw him there. He's like, oh, Tony, that was funny. He was trying to flush the toilet. He couldn't flush it. It stunk like shit. And people were leaving the restaurant. That son of a bitch fucking had it coming.
Now, Tony, that was your best answer for a question yet. That's what I'm talking about. This is the Tony I need. That was great. Good work, Tony. I'm going to send you another dollar right fucking now.
All right. I'll take what I can get.
That's what I like to hear. All right. Let's take a caller. Yeah, now you're on a roll. This is the Tony we need. All right, caller. Let's go.
DC2, fucking unmuted.
Can we get rid of that Fonjo screaming?
No, I like that. DC.
Shalom. How y'all doing?
What's going
tonight,
on, my man?
How you doing, brother?
I'm doing well. How about you, man?
Oh, I'm watching my favorite college basketball team get their ass absolutely kicked on ESPN2. It's a beautiful night for me, yeah.
Glad you called in. You know, keep Tony in line. This motherfucker doesn't like to say the word tits. Was he a fag?
No, I'm not a fag.
Well, I mean, listen, I have my own opinions on whether Tony's a homosexual, but I'm not going to share them tonight because I'm trying to stay on the straight and narrow, if you will. Pardon the pun. Well, you know what I'm saying.
He ain't straight. I know that.
Listen, brother. I'm trying not to fight with him tonight. Tony, you called my show the other night, my inaugural show, and you tried to ruin it, but I forgive you. Tony, what is going on with the cat? Like, I'm not a big cat person. I have a dog, but well, what's going on with you and your cat, man? You like yelling at it, and are you, like, abusing the cat? Are we going to have to get the ASPCA out there, brother? What's going on?
No. The cat is – I got to get the cat checked because he's retarded. The cat
– You have a retarded cat?
Yeah.
Retarded cat.
Tony, does your cat wear a helmet? Does it have Fishman syndrome? Wait a minute, Tony. Your cat has Fishman syndrome? Brother. You never told me that.
Does he wear a little tiny cat helmet,
Tony? Does he wear like a little helmet? That's so cute. You wear a little helmet?
No, he doesn't wear a helmet.
Tony, does it have a little chin strap or a little chin? I'm sorry, brother. I'm just making jokes here, man. But no, you shouldn't abuse your cat, Tony. That's not right. The only pussy you should abuse is the one that you pay for from them fat hookers that you get, okay? You know that. Right, brother?
I don't get fat hookers. I stopped spending money on escorts because it was getting expensive.
Well, you know, I mean, listen, man, it's really not. I would assume it's not hard to get a gay man. Go to the alley bar. You don't really need to pay for it, Tony. I mean, I'm getting off topic, man. I was calling because I heard another BBF commercial about the Fishman syndromes, And I was just going to say that, Kenny, if you're listening, it's okay, brother. It's okay that you wear a helmet, man. It's all right that it has a chin strap. Okay? We all here for you, man. It's all love, Kenny. You know, you stole Jimmy Pilkington's his ID, but that's in the past, brother. That's in the past. I mean, he was a dead man, and that is a felony. But listen, man, Kenny, we all here for you. Now, I don't want Fishman Syndrome myself, but I will say that I think it's great what BBF is doing, having all the retarded kids out to his estate. That's a beautiful thing. And BBF, if you're listening, you a good man. Tony told me you a hard man. So, I mean, that's a beautiful thing, Tony. How do you feel about it?
I'm sorry, Tony. I didn't hear you.
Tony, what are
the fuck, Tony?
Tony, what are you doing, man? What are you doing? Tony, are you taking a shit? No. I didn't hear no splashing. So no, it ain't that. Tony, are you jacking off? What are you?
No.
Tony?
No.
Tony.
No.
Tony, did you fucking put a dildo on your ass?
No,
Tony.
I didn't put a dildo.
What the fuck are you doing when a great call?
Tony, are you looking at porn? Tony, what are you? Are you looking at gay porn on the computer, Tony? Why are you talking to me? Tony,
no.
God damn it, Tony. Why don't you listen to me, man? I'm trying to talk. You want me to call into your show? I call in, and then you don't listen to me, man. And you're trying to make me go crazy.
No, I don't, Tony. And you know, I'm insulted. I'm insulted by you.
You're insulted? What does that mean? Insulted? Is that mean like
that's
a
what happens
in
when
a
you have
shelter?
Too much Italian food and you're fat.
You fucking son of a bitch. No.
What?
And,
my mother's not a bitch. What are you talking about?
No, I...
Tony, don't insult my mama. That's some cold-blooded shit, man. I'm not down with that.
You don't talk
about
people's
mama. I wouldn't talk about your mama.
You got mad at me. You got mad at me. Because you said I ruined your show. I didn't ruin your show. I don't do that.
Tony, look, I don't want to put our business on air, but I texted you and told you, do not call. Why do you always do the opposite of what I say? I said, Tony, I'm doing my show. Do not call in. I don't want to deal with you tonight. I want to have a Tony-free show. And what do? You call in. Literally, everything I tell you to do, you do the opposite. I give you advice on how to lose weight. You eat the entire city of Boston. Like, you just don't listen to me, man. Is it because I'm black, Tony? Just tell me right now you're a racist motherfucker, and I'll understand. Like, Jesco, he was racist. He just came right out and said it. And me and Jesco actually got along.
You hate the black people?
Tony, you don't like minorities because I heard you call a Chinaman a chink one time.
No.
I heard that too. So it ain't just the brothers.
You
know, I know you don't
said
like
the N-word plenty of times.
That's two. I know you. So listen, Tony, God damn it. I never want to be on this long, man, but you just drive me up a fucking wall.
You don't let me fucking talk, Donnie.
Okay, I'm going to mute myself, fat boy. Listen, hold on.
DC, will you stay
face
on the line if I bring another caller on to help us out?
Yeah, man. Yeah, Tony, shut the fuck up, man. I will bless
you. That's what I'd like to hear.
Want.
That was beautiful. That was good. All right, I'm going to bring another caller on, DC. You're staying on.
Amen.
Yeah, thanks for reminding that by me.
111. Fucking unmuted.
Hello, this is Richard Hong. I'm calling from Xinjiang National Bank. We are the parent owner of PayPal. There is an issue with this Mr. Tony Gaga. We're going to freeze your account. We heard that you made some racial tones about Chinese people, so we're going to freeze your account for a while.
No, I didn't say anything racist about Chinese people. I said that this Chinese guy was being a son of a bitch to me, and I fucked his toilet up. But I didn't say nothing bad to him. I didn't go in there shit all over the place.
You said he was really
acting Tony, let me talk to this man. Shut up, Tony. Sir, I can advise you that he has used the word chink many times. He's a racist man. He's very fat.
I've never used the word that word there a lot. I've
yeah,
said it a couple
yeah, you don't lie, Tony. Tony, you a lie. You a goddamn lie, Tony.
That's
Tony, are you cold?
Am
are
I
you
cold?
Cold?
No.
Your account is officially frozen right now.
Look, Tony.
No.
I tried to send you fucking money, and this is what you do. You fuck it all up.
This fucking Chinese guy can't freeze my account. Okay? He's mad that I took a shit in a Chinese guy's toilet. And the only time I ever caught someone a chink was when that guy called in and started making fun of me for being Italian. What?
You said it again.
No, Tony, don't use that word.
Don't use that word, Tony. They're racist to the Asians, man. It's wrong. Sir, are you
Tony.
Still on the line? Freeze all those accounts, man. Don't let Tony get his money, that $3.
Yes, sir. Goodbye.
Yeah, freeze that $3. Tony, if I say the N-word, what does the N-word stand for?
It means nigga, but I'm not
Chinese.
All right.
Say
you know
that,
what, Tony?
DC.
Tony.
The fuck?
That's what you should
say. My head's
going to
explode, Tony. Tony, what did I tell you about saying that word, Tony? You're so retarded, man. Do you have your helmet on, and is it strapped up, man? Because you a dumb motherfucker.
It better be fucking strapped up extra tight.
I need to take a quick break. I'm sorry. I got to take a quick
break. Hey, wait a minute. Tony, don't take a break right now. Tony, shut up. Tony, when somebody says, what does the N-word stand for, you don't say the word, man. I've told you that 50 times. Leroy told you that. Every black man that's called this show has told you that. And you still do it. You know why? Because you love saying that shit. Your little mini pecker gets hard. That little peppercini gets real hard when you say it. But I'm not going to allow it, man. I'm going to call in and bitch you out every single time you say that shit. All right. Go to break. Whatever you're going to do. Go jerk off.
We're going to take a commercial. Stay on if you want, DC. I'll keep you on.
All right, brother.
All right. I'm going to run a commercial now so you can take a little break. Fat fuck.
Fucking rotund motherfucker. Always talking shit. Every motherfucking show I call it, I try to be calm. But no, he's got to say
nigga. I think this motherfucker's taking
show.
A shit now. I think Tony's taking a shit right now. The fuck? Or isn't this motherfucker eating?
You a nasty, evil motherfucker, Tony.
He's not muting his shit. If he doesn't mute it, I can't play the commercial. Motherfucker's not muting himself.
This nigga's taking the shit live on the air. What is
That's
wrong
what I'm
with
saying.
You, Tony?
I can't play the commercial because this motherfucker doesn't hit mute. It's one button. He's dumb. The helmet's too tight.
Tony, you need to be in a group home for retards. What? I'm so confused right now.
He literally put his mic down, didn't hit mute, and he's taking a fucking dump right now.
I think Tony's toilet needs to call in. I bet he's dying right now.
That thing probably looks like a fucking asphalt of the street in that fucker.
I bet it's like a giant brown submarine, man. Oh, my God.
I wonder if that motherfucker even wipes.
Oh, no. You know he ain't going to wash his hands either. He's going to go get some
help. Help. Help me. He's assaulting me right now. This is Tony's toilet, man. Help. SOS. Mayday. Mayday. Tony's taking a massive shit right now. Oh, my God.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
It's green,
Somebody call Pastor Kent. We need a prayer immediately.
Help.
You need a fucking exorcism in that shit.
Pull out the rosary, man. We need all the help we can get. Oh man.
Imagine what that fucking smell got to be fucking horrible.
Pray for me, guys. Tony,
you
disgusting
Tony,
fat
you
fucking wop.
Tony, you dumb fuck. I couldn't play the commercial.
Tony. You are a foul, disgusting, disgraceful, deceitful, evil, fat, rotund, gay motherfucker, man.
I
can smell
to
I could smell that shit in Florida, Tony. It was nasty, and you were nasty, motherfucker, Tony.
Oh my God.
I had a twink. That's all
you
I
need. That sound is going to haunt my life.
We heard you shitting, and you didn't wash your hands.
I'm on the phone. I was on the phone while you took a massive ragu shit on me, fucker.
This fucking guy pretends to be my toilet, and I
washed am your
thing.
Fucking toilet. You just assaulted me. I should press charges on you.
You're not a toilet.
Yes, I am.
Fucking
toilet in
today.
Distress. Toilet
now,
in distress.
Tony, what did you eat today?
I ate food. All right. And when you...
He down-throated a whole fucking salami, and it looks like it came out green on the other side.
He probably deep-throated this salami and fucking ate it whole.
All this motherfucker does is eat, sleep, shit, and say nigger. That's it.
And obviously, he likes to say other words,
now that
too.
You mention it, I'm about to say might upset you, but this morning, Tony said he was going to take, and I quote, a big, massive Donnie on his toilet.
That's not
so
what
I was thinking of you.
I never said that. I don't
yes,
say that.
Did.
Tony, you
did. Yes, you did.
Tony, you are not my friend, Tony. You are not my friend. Every time I'm on the show, you do disrespectful shit. Every time any person that is not white is on the show, you do disrespectful shit. You fall.
No.
I mean, we all know what he does. We all know what he does. I shouldn't call the show anymore because every time I call, he does some disgusting shit that makes all the listeners throw up. I mean, did you hear the sound of that turd coming out of him? I'm haunted by that already. For the rest of my life, I'm going to be like a demon.
I got a drink of water, you fucking idiot.
Did Tony say
no, you took a massive shit, you lying wop.
Oh.
No. I didn't
say that, Tony. I'm not racist.
Yeah.
You're the racist one, Tony. I'm a toilet. I don't have a race.
No, you're not.
That's fair. That is a fair point.
You're not a toilet. You're a fucking piece of garbage.
I'm a toilet.
Lies to me.
Tony, admit you took a shit. Be an honest fucking person.
I had a
water. And he didn't wash his hands either. That's the
fucking
shit. I didn't hear no water.
He never does. He just puts his fingers after he takes a shit.
Do you think he has soap in his house?
Yeah.
There he is again. Holy crap. Oh, Santa Maria.
A shit.
That was a shark. Tony still has hanging poop from his asshole.
Tony?
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Hello?
Tony didn't even wipe right.
Tony.
You disgusting piece of shit.
Oh.
I don't know. What's worse? You shitting in the air again or giving your cats Fishman syndrome?
I didn't give my cat Fishman syndrome, and I washed my hands, and I muted my microphone.
No, you
didn't.
You did mute it. I could play the commercial. You didn't mute it. We heard your fucking shit.
And I saw
you drop
it on me.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry.
So, here's my question for you, Tony. When am I going to come up and when am I going to burn off? Your dick or your tits?
Okay,
The tits are bigger. The tits are definitely bigger, way, way bigger. So I would, Tony, I would say let it burn off your titties.
Oh, good.
DC, right. What size do you think titties he got? Like, what, he got some C's on him?
Yeah,
D's.
I think some D's and big titties. The
triple D's, man.
Yeah,
he needs a bra
that's
so big.
Off when I get up
They're Italian man boobs.
Okay, I know my tits with the fucking tits. Get the fuck out of here.
Tits.
Tony has big Italian tits.
Tits this, tits that. Shitting on tits. Get the fuck out of here with this shit. Yeah, I want to take this.
Are you going to try running, Tony, or are you just going to stay where you are?
No, I'm not going nowhere. I
oh, good. Well, it doesn't matter because I'm going to find you.
Oh, Tony, have you left your house today?
No size. I'm coming, Tony.
Stop being evil to me. To be a fucking man.
Honestly, I don't think Tony's afraid of demons, if you want to know the truth. The reason being, a demon just came out of his asshole, and it's fine. So I don't think he's afraid of a demon.
I didn't shit.
Oh, I'm going to change that.
Yes, you did. Quit lying.
Tony, that sound was...
Tony, every
show.
You spackled your toilet.
It really did. It was ungodly.
Shit!
Look here, man. This is Leroy Jr., and I got news about my daddy. Yeah, I got news about my daddy Leroy. I think my daddy Leroy is dating Kent Hopper, a.k.a. Sugar Cookie. Now, what does Pastor Leroy's face and adult diapers have in common? They're both right next to Sugar Cookie's ass. What's the difference between Pastor Leroy and Acne? At least Acne waits till the boy is 12 to come on his face.
Oh!
Oh!
That was good. Yeah.
No,
you
I
see,
gotta
it figures
you,
he thought that was
tell
real
you,
funny.
Uncle Tony,
he's a fucking sicko.
My dad is an asshole, but my daddy says you are a fat, stupid, and you suck on your cat's tiny penis. Is that
you,
true,
you
fat motherfucker?
What? You started off good, but now you're trying to
Tony.
Fucking shut him a bitch. You're Leroy
you
Jr.
Fuck a cat penis?
Bitch. You fuck
yeah, Tony, you.
You
blow your cat?
And fuck your fuck. No, I don't blow cats. And
no, hookers will pay him to stay away, so I wouldn't put it past him.
You fucking shut him a bitch.
Oh, I heard that. He's getting ready to say the N-word.
I was not going to say the N-word.
Tony's
a
racist.
Look here, man. You don't talk about my daddy like that, you fat Italian wop piece of shit. You fuck your cat, you motherfucker.
No, I don't fuck my cat, you fucking piece of shit. You fucking scum. Get rid of all of them.
DC can stay on. DC's good. I'll get rid of everyone else.
No,
oh, what
about me? No, you're a son of a bitch who makes weird noises.
Tony, why are you kicking me off, man?
All right, that's it. I don't want to hear it.
That's right. You're afraid.
All right, let's spin this out. Let's spin this out, Tony. Hold on.
Ha.
Relax.
Being retarded.
Tony, relax. First of all, let's just get back to the point. Everyone heard you take a shit. You didn't mute your mic.
No,
you couldn't play
I
the commercial.
Did. No, I didn't.
Tony, why are you lying, man? Just admit it. It's a shit. Everybody shits. You just do it on air. And I don't want to understand it, but you clearly like to do it. Listen, Tony, I forgive you for shitting on the air. Just admit it so we can move on.
It was a mistake, Tony. Relax, but don't
Everybody
lie.
Makes mistakes. Like Kenny told me, the past is the past, man.
I'm ignoring the both of you right now. So play your show.
Just admit it so we can move on, man, so the chat can move on. We can all move on and know that you're an honest man. Are you an honest man, Tony? Tony, are you an honest man?
I had a shit because I have IBS. And I got nervous, okay?
All right.
And I washed
my
hands. I washed my hands.
Oh, you didn't wash your hands, though, but you did shit. So we moving on. Good job, Tony.
Thank you for finally being truthful, you stot piece of shit. Tony.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be reading a live commercial for Tony's Love Lube. We're not going to sell the product if you don't talk about it. So can you please read the script I sent you?
We have 9 minutes left in the show. I don't want to read that.
Lip, you dumb fuck. How are we supposed to make money? How am I supposed to make money?
Be disrespectful.
DC, you get that money I sent you?
Yeah, I got
man. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. I mean, I was expecting like $50, not $5,000. I appreciate it, though, brother.
You know, we're starting to get some money rolling in. You're the number one caller. I want to help you out.
You're sending him.
I appreciate that. Did you give Tony the $5.99 that you said you were going to give him, the $5.99?
Yeah, I put it back down to $4.97.
Oh. Yeah, well, because he's been active.
You know what? That's a Walmart price, and Tony must go to Walmart to shop because he's a fucking disgusting pig.
Yeah, I do, and I like Walmart, you son of a bitch.
Well, that doesn't surprise me. That really does not surprise me.
Next time you go there, get some fucking soap to wash your hands.
Amen. Tony, do you go around in one of the – I see all them fat people when I used to go in there. Did you have, like, cart, like, you need a motorized cart? Oh, is that Mrs. Longfeather?
Oh, this is Mrs. Longfeather. I'm at the dentist.
Mrs. Longfeather.
I'm at the dentist right now. My teeth are rotting out. But I had to call and tell you something. We're getting ready to put Johnny –
You shout. Hello?
I forgot the name. What's that? Oh, his will. For some reason, as I'm getting my teeth drilled, I forgot the word will. But we're going to open his will. And I think, Tony, you might be surprised at what's in there.
Oh. It sounds like Mrs. Longfeather is inside an asshole right now, but from what I think,
From what
you said, assholes, you know, dentists, kind of the same thing. Tony, what I take from that is you're in the wheel, brother.
Tony, I think you should have a Jewish person take care of what you're getting, and I'm going to I'll take everything in, then I'll distribute it to you as I see fit.
No, you won't. And you're not my my keeper. You're not my mother. You're not my boyfriend. You're not my
What the fuck, Tony? Now we know you're gay. Fucking, you didn't come out with it, you.
I'm not gay.
Tony loved the cock. Tony loves cock. Hashtag Tony loves the cock.
Do you think he loves black cock? That's why he always says the N-word?
I think it's projection, brother. I think he wants a BBC.
That's what I'm saying.
But he ain't getting it from DC 2, and he ain't getting DC 3. And that was a nice little rhyme I created in my mind just for you on the show.
Mrs. Longfeather,
maybe you should send Fruity over and have Fruity help him out.
Mrs. Longfeather knows I'm straight. She calls me Big Dick Tony. Yeah.
Bullshit.
No,
Tony.
I don't.
You're a platonic friend because you're a homosexual.
You
was a hacker.
You sound like a guy, Mrs. Longfeather.
That's
probably
why you call her, because she sounds like a man.
No. I left voicemail.
That turns you on, Tony. Are you stroking your dick right now?
No,
He definitely shits butt naked. I guarantee you that.
I bet you that he's – I mean, he probably saw his shit all over him right now.
He's like a big baby. Big fat baby man.
No, I'm not. Shut up. Get the fuck away from me.
Oh.
We're going to have to send over animal rescue.
Oh. He definitely going to fuck that cat.
What are you crying about? Stop crying. Oh, hey, I'll be
all right, Tony. I've got the labels. I got the artwork. I've got the Love Lube coming in $29.99. You've got to read the commercial. You said you would do it. Don't fucking lie to me.
Well, you better show me the money if I do it.
I'm almost in production. We're gonna be selling it. You're gonna out of every bottle of Love Lube sold, you're gonna get a percentage.
Get them the fuck out of here.
Tony, read the fucking commercial.
Send me $50 later.
Tony, shut the fuck up and read the commercial before I come over to wherever the fuck you are and slap you in your fat face.
Are you going to fucking send me money?
I told you you're going to get a proceed from every bottle sold. I already sent you money, motherfucker. You saw that. Cheap fuck.
He sent you $4,
people say
user
cheap, you fucking Italian cheap fuck.
All right. Google for Gaga's Love Lube by Tony Gaga. Use this lube for everything from fucking people in the ass to getting fucked in the ass to using it as flavor over your favorite hairy pussy that you like to eat. Uncle Tony's Club. Uncle, you're a fucking piece of garbage. You better fucking pay me.
You're going to get 0.001% of every dollar sold, Tony.
Hey, just
shut up, Tony, you motherfucker.
You better pay me.
I'm gonna get rid of the cat for you, Tony. I'm gonna shovel it in his ass.
Tony, quit taking shits on me, motherfucker.
Fuck you.
Yeah, motherfucker, it's me, Tony Spoiler again. Get in my ass. Yes, I am, little friend named Whip.
Hello? Hey. Stop taking shit on me, Tony. You disgusting fuck.
God damn, Tony, you racist. Tony said nigga.
Shit, you're gonna believe you're gonna get all
baby.
The money.
Swam me up Tony's ass, I'm sure he'll enjoy it.
I'm gonna get all of you. The Fishman Syndrome, shit it. Hello.
Big fat wop. He thinks a lot of stuff down his throwing up his ass.
Wop, 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 wop.
Hey, Tony, when are you gonna see throw another salami?
Tony, did you just murder that cat, you nasty, evil motherfucker?
You didn't what?
He killed the cat, man. He killed the cat.
Oh, he's racist. He kills animals. He mutilates
right
them and then does dirty things to them.
All right, Tony, that's it.
That dead cat's
cat.
Even among the cats, Tony.
Someone call animal services on Tony. Those cats are in danger.
Tony, do not
someone call
that
plumber,
cat,
too.
Tony, don't
Roto
eat your fucking cat, you fat fuck.
Roto-Rooter.
Let that cat soul rest in peace, Tony. It's not mine.
Fuck you, Tony. Fuck you, Tony. Fuck you.
Some Drano fat ass. Tony, me again, motherfucker.
Fuck. Your mother. Your mother.
Tony the Hutana.
Fucking retarded.
That's why I can put up with this fat fuck.
Your mother.
Talk into the
church. Oh, yeah. You see a boy. I'm not doing the shut up.
Yeah, you're going to come back next week.
You're doing the show.
You're going to die.